Oh, Papa, please, can I go to Brighton?
Absolutely not.
But why?
Because I said so.
But it would make me so happy. What can compare to lovely Brighton? Fresh salty air, the bluest sea. No other place but dreamy Brighton has ocean water so pure that it can cure that nasty malady. Strolling the lanes of charming Brighton, men with their canes just off to tea. I'll visit the shops, bonnets from Brighton, and then those beaches for miles for Anglophiles just like me.
Yes, but it's the regiment I'm worried about.
Oh, they're fine.
No, I mean you and the regiment.
Oh, you can trust me around all those boys. There may be young men everywhere, but I'll show them that I don't care. They'll try to flirt, but I'll be strong. I'll tell them, soldier, run along. And if by chance my eye should bat, it's not a cue to come and chat. Oh, trust me, Papa, I'll be good just like a lady should. Let me go.
Let her go!
To pretty Brighton.
Let her go to Brighton.
If you say no, I'll only scream. I find a trip tends to enlighten. It would help out Mrs. Forster and the Colonel and my self-esteem. My fondest wish.
Your wish.
A trip to Brighton.
Brighton.
Where the militia just happen to be.
That's where we'll be.
I won't say a word to that young titan. In bed by 7 o'clock, content under lock and key.
I don't know.
Papa, just think how healthy I'll look being in the sun every day.
I thought you were under lock and key.
Well, I'll need to get out once in a while. La 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 la.
You'll be less of a bother to me there than you will be here if I don't let you go. So go, go to Brighton.
Pack all my clothes.
Pack all her clothes.
Order a coach.
Order a coach.
Roll out the red carpet. Uncork the wine.
Uncork the wine.